Listeners, of course, I'm sure they all know that you're running for the mayor of this city on the Green Party line. But you're also known in Albany for being the executive director of the Center for Law and Justice. So I'd like to you to talk to us this morning about law and justice in Albany. What do you see as the biggest issues in Albany affecting the safety of our citizens, both from crime and from injustice?
Well, as you mentioned, I am the director of the Center for Law and Justice, and it started like 20 years ago. And we started it because we were concerned about the relationship that exists between the police department and the people that the department serves, and particularly low-income communities and communities of color. So I think that relationship is really crucial and important to public safety. So we've been focusing more on that issue than anything else. At the center, we do a lot of educating the community about the criminal justice system, about the policing department, focus also on prevention efforts in the community. We do a lot of advocacy work and monitoring the police department and other criminal justice agencies and organizations. So community organizing also is part of what we do. But I think in terms of the public safety issue, it's how the police actually work with the people in the community, and whether the department is open enough to receive input from the community, whether there's a certain level of trust there that would allow the police department to work with communities, whether the department sees itself as being able to establish an equal relationship with the community, as well as allowing the community to hold it accountable for its actions. So I think that that relationship is really crucial to everything that happens in the area of public safety. The other pieces of the criminal justice system, you know, come into play much later after someone's been arrested and brought into the criminal justice system. So that's why we tend to focus most heavily on policing. We do a lot of work with people who are incarcerated both in jails and prisons, but mainly concerned about how we actually, how people are actually drawn into the system and how we relate to them.
So what are some of the ways that we can improve the relationship?
I mean, go ahead. Yeah, I think we've always thought that community policing would be the way to develop that kind of relationship that works. And when we talk about community policing, we're talking about the community and the police department establishing and developing a real partnership so that the community can help the police in the work that they do. The police department will be able to offer the kinds of services and meet the needs of the people in the community. So community policing is, you know, is a concept I think that is a good one, but unfortunately there are, you know, significant barriers to fully implementing that concept. And I've just mentioned some of them, you know, issues like trust. It's really, you know, if the department and the residents do not trust each other, it's very difficult to work on problems of mutual concern. If there's also not that openness, and unfortunately the police department continues to be very closed in its operation. They're not willing to share information with people in the community. And I think that, you know, unfortunately interferes with developing that good relationship that we're talking about. And also the department has been unwilling to, you know, give up any power or, you know, do any kind of power sharing with the community. And that, again, prevents community policing from being a really strong force. And then the issue that I've been working on for the last several years very closely is the whole issue of accountability. I think the police officers and department must be accountable to the community. And so what we've done in terms of organizing is to develop a citizen review board that has been in effect in Albany since, I think it was 2001. And I attend most of the meetings of that organization, am able to make comment about issues that I see and try to assess how the review board is actually carrying out its function and its role. So that's a lot of what I see, you know, that needs to be done and is happening in at least in this community regarding the review board.
Are those meetings open to the public?
Yeah, the meetings are open to the public. The review board meets once a month, usually the second Monday of each month. And there are 9 members of the board. The board, and being established, of course, had no subpoena powers, so it doesn't do its own investigations. It reviews the police investigations that have already been carried out when citizens make a complaint against the police. So it doesn't have that power that I think a lot of people think it should have. One of the major tools that it does have, though, is the ability, or at least they've been given the power to engage in mediation when there is a dispute between citizens and the police. Unfortunately, this has not worked the way that everyone hoped it would. The police union has refused to cooperate, so that when there is a dispute, the review board is not able to actually carry out the mediation that it would recommend. And this, unfortunately, has weakened the board. The board also does not have its own budget, so it doesn't have its staff, even though the Governmental Law Center provides great services to the review board. It doesn't have its own staff to do things that it, in terms of doing the kinds of things that it might want to do with no budget. So that's a problem that I see.
And how can those problems be remedied? Is that something that the Common Council can do?
Well, some of the things the Common Council could do in terms of the powers that the board has, and I think that's an issue that's been discussed quite a bit, whether it should have subpoena powers or not. But if it does, it would require, a change in the legislation. The other thing that I want to say that the board really could do and hasn't done a lot of, and that is exercise the authority that it has to make policy recommendations to the Albany Police Department. They tend to focus mostly on individual complaints. But I think some of the policy issues have been the ones that have caused the most problems in the community in recent times. It's policy regarding racial profiling, chases, high-speed chases, use of deadly force, and all of these are issues that the community has really been concerned about, and yet the review board has not really been able to organize itself to make some recommendations regarding policy. So I think that's a real issue of concern to many in the community.
How can that be changed?
Well,
I'm always looking for answers.
Yeah, I think it requires us to be more vigilant and to participate in the whole process. As I mentioned, I do attend as many meetings as I can, but the community members, rarely show up, and no one's actually looking at what's going on, making comment, making recommendations for change. And if that doesn't happen, I don't see the review board changing very much. So I think it's a matter of the community, being really concerned about this issue of accountability, having people monitor the work of the review board and to actually make some recommendations and work to change it.
Well, I know you have to go now, and I'm glad we're ending on a note of how people can get involved and help make some changes. Do you know if there's a website or someplace people can go to find out the specifics about the meetings, or do you want to just repeat that information again?
Well, I think you certainly can call City Hall or the Governmental Law Center at Albany Law.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sorry, I don't have their website.
No, that's fine. That's good enough. We can call City Hall.
Yeah.
And everybody should be able to do that. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Alice, for being on the program. I want to tell our listeners again, this is Alice Green, who's the executive director of the Center for Law and Justice, and she's going to be running for mayor, or she is running for mayor, on the Green Party line. Alice, thank you for being on the show, and good luck in your campaign.
Okay, well, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.